This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Nevada. I don't really talk a lot about what happens in Nevada too much because a lot of Nevadans, I guess, I don't really talk to as many Nevadans as they seem to talk to people from Minnesota or people from New York and all that. So I pick stuff up, and so I'm in Nevada. So some of my Nevada peeps asked me about what happened at Sunrise Hospital. Now, Sunrise Hospital is a fantastic hospital. One of our older hospitals here that has just grown and has some of the most amazing physicians, nurses, respiratory techs, staff, radiology. It's a fantastic, fantastic medical institution. And I got to tell you, I mean, anybody who gets sick in Las Vegas, whether it's UMC, whether it's the Valley Health System, whether it's the United Health, the UHC, we have some amazing hospitals. So Sunrise is one of them. Fantastic, fantastic hospital. So they're in the news because apparently there were a cluster of employees, most of whom were vaccinated, that ended up getting COVID. So we have a little bit of information here. This is coming from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, where apparently there was a cluster of, quote, breakthrough cases of the coronavirus Delta variant that happened when 11 employees of Sunrise Hospital Medical Center tested positive. Now, they attended a party June 7th, and according to Southern Nevada Health District emails obtained through record requests, they said 8 of the employees had been fully vaccinated in December and January. So 8 of these 11 were fully vaccinated. 2 other employees had received 1 dose of a double dose vaccine. So I didn't know that was an option for some. But I think some might have gotten, I guess, 2 shots in one. One was just simply unvaccinated. So at least 10 of the 11 of these people actually had the Delta variant. The cluster prompted health district officials to initially question whether maybe the early rollout of it, maybe it was temperature sensitive, maybe something happened where in that cold chain, it might have not had the specific temperature it needed to be able to be the most effective. But they said they ruled that out. There was no improper storage, nothing like that. It was all done correctly. No mishandling. Sunrise CEO Todd Sklamberg, and we're going to try to get him on the show, there was absolutely no mishandling of the vaccine at the time, I believe. And that the security around the vaccines were tight. So then the reason why people are like, okay, why are they bringing up all this issue with, security and all that? Because then we could start deducing and using this as a data set on how effective the vaccine could be for the variants. Now, I don't know per se the health status of these workers, all right, that I really thank my Nevada Pete for asking me about this. So we don't know exactly if anybody, let's say, was hospitalized. So I'm sorry. No, I don't think we know what happened to any of those cases. I'm trying to double check here. So, but if you have hospital workers who were the first to get the vaccine, and they were the first rollout of the vaccine, by June 7th, they were roughly at the 5.5 month mark. Because most of them didn't start getting them until like December 14th, December 20th, and then their second shot by January. So at the 6 month mark, is the vaccine good enough for the Delta variant? Well, all I need to know is, did any of these people end up hospitalized? Or was it mild? Was it a sort of thing? And if it was something like that, then I'm not that worried. and then I think we're good. But if any of them were hospitalized, then the questions arise, okay, well then, is the 6 months not long enough? I mean, you know, for us with the flu shot, we get our flu shot in the fall, and then the next fall we have to get another one. So we roughly have protection for a year, but remember, flu usually ends by end of March, May, end of May, so we don't really worry about the flu in the summer. COVID's different. So with COVID, we might not be able to just do the once a year. We might have to get boosters every maybe 6 to 9 months. Now, I know there's been a lot of back and forth on the booster. The CDC said, look, right now, guys, you don't need a booster. Yet Pfizer's like, we're going to try to get approval for that booster. Pfizer thinks they're going to need it. Why does Pfizer think they're going to need it? Is it because their data only says it's only good enough for 6 months? Is it because they have money to be made? I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but, you know, we're just looking at all the theories. You know, why is the booster, you know, being now pursued? My guess, just based on what I'm seeing, is the Delta variant is probably scaring the living daylights out of a lot of people based on what we see in other countries. We're now seeing it surge. It was predicted to rise in the next few weeks or a few weeks ago. It is now being more dominant. 43 states reporting spikes in cases, the majority of them Delta variants. And now if we're seeing vaccinated individuals have Delta variant, we are going to be talking about the booster. Do I think we're ready to give people a booster? No, I don't. We still don't have everybody else vaccinated. But then that leads the other question. If vaccine hesitant people don't want the vaccine, and you have people that want a booster, should they get it? Well, I would say pump the brakes just temporarily until we could see data from the companies on that third shot. Now, if Pfizer has data, if they have done studies on somebody getting 3 sets of that vaccine, and we have the side effect profile and all that, that's great. Some doctors are worried that the side effect profile will rise with that third shot, because as we see with the myocarditis links and things like that, after second dose, there could be that concern. Because the very, very small risk of heart inflammation seemed to occur after the second dose. But if your third dose is 6 months after your second dose, that might not be as much of a concern. So personally, I think we need to be ready and prepare a booster. I think what we have right now is still pretty darn protective, as long as we're hearing none of these breakthrough cases are showing up in the hospital. But I think we need to prepare, and this is what I've been saying for a while. In the fall, we might need a booster. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a couple questions here. This is, both of them have to do with Trump. All right, one wants to know if I saw Trump at the McGregor fight. And how did people respond to him being there? I wasn't at the McGregor fight. I just kind of, you know, covered some of what happened with McGregor's ankle. I wasn't there. I also wasn't at the Garth Brooks concert. I had gone to dinner with my husband, so I wasn't there. But from what I understand, that Trump got a standing ovation from a bunch of people there. I think there were some boos. I don't know. I wasn't there. But a lot of people showed support. A lot of people, I think, stood up when he was there. I saw a little bit of the videos of him coming down to take his seat. I didn't know he was coming. And I think Mel Gibson was there. Mel Gibson, I have some issues with him because, you know, he had said that he thought when he was drunk, all Jews caused, you know, all the wars. Don't know what the heck he was talking about. Trust me. Okay. I don't. Helen of Troy, I don't think was Jewish. So anyway, he, you know, so I'm very well aware of, you know, some of the rants that Mel Gibson has made, but I guess Mel Gibson was there and he saluted Trump and all that, so I can't really comment. I really wasn't there, but I know that it was pretty favorably, seen. Trump is just one of those ones where I've just never seen so much enthusiasm for somebody. I've never seen that on either side of the aisle, you know, and so it's interesting. And then one of the other messages we had is, this is very interesting. I don't want to read the whole thing, but our listener wants to know, would I donate, what would they, because they are looking at donating, would they want to donate to Trump's campaign, but they don't want to do it if they don't think he's going to run, and they don't want to waste the money. But if he is going to run, they want to donate. Would you donate to his campaign? So I don't really know much about, you know, what these campaign, what the politicians are asking for. If I remember correctly, and maybe, you know, I'm mistaken, but if I remember correctly, Trump ran not asking for campaign money. Then later he needed it. But originally he's like, no. Or at least for the first, for the primary at least, he's like, no, don't give me any money. I'm going to use my own. So one thing that's kind of nice about, you know, supporting somebody like President Trump is I don't think, you know, his win is really dependent on money. I mean, this country, I think those who really like him. Those who really hate him, hate him. There's not a lot of people on the fence. And I really didn't think there were that many people on the fence with the Biden, Trump, or, you know, with, Trump Hillary. I just don't see that. So I'm not saying not donate, but I know it was, you know, an issue. Many people were kind of upset that they donated to candidates who then later pulled out. And, you know, it's a lot of money. You know, when you look at the money that went to, you know, the Obama-McCain campaign, you know, or the Obama-Romney campaign, and you're looking at the Trump-Hillary campaign, you look at the millions and millions of dollars, and you're like, man, these people could have put those millions of dollars into local charities. They could have put, I mean, there's money out there. I mean, you know, we still have poverty in this country, and you see candidates get millions of dollars. Now, mind you, the media industry needs those millions of dollars for commercials and things like that, but it just, wow, it's, you know, and I have a heck of a time trying to get people to donate to, like, the Blind Children Foundation or to a food bank. Yet, if it's a political candidate, they're going to do it. So, I guess the question is do we think he's going to run again? So apparently there was a straw poll, and a straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Committee had him at least at 70%. I would have expected higher, honestly. I would have expected higher, but I understand many people are pretty still upset and they might want the Republican Party to move on. What I'm seeing is his popularity is still so high. I mean, as long as he's still out there and campaigning, that I think anybody else might not be able to, I don't know if they'd be able to either compete with him in a primary or you compete with Biden. Biden, in 4 years, I don't even know if he's going to run. It might be a Kamala Harris, because Biden, I think, is going to, or maybe later in the presidency, maybe later what he might do is, and I know everybody kind of predicted this, but I think it's going to happen a little differently. I think Biden is going to want to not only take credit for having the first female vice president, but also the first female president. And so what better way to top off his legacy than to step aside during his presidency, maybe in like the last couple months, and have Kamala Harris step up? For, as a woman, it's a little frustrating to think that that's how a woman has to become president, you know, going through, you know, being, you know, needing it on the decree of a male and all that. But I predict that Biden would say, look, you know, if I could make the first female president happen on my watch, I'm going to. And so we'd be looking at that. And so I don't know. So, you know, back to your question, you know, donating to political candidates is not my favorite thing because I would rather that money go to charities. You know, I work with a lot of charities and I just cannot believe all the money that gets spent on politicians. It really bothers me. And I understand that the politicians need it because they want to help steer the world and all that. But I'm telling you right now, if Trump runs again, the people that want him in office are going to flood and give him whatever he needs. I mean, to make that happen. So your support, obviously would be probably appreciated by them. But if you're really on a limited budget and you're worried about losing money, I would wait until it's more of an issue. You know, but I get it. I get it. You know, some people are really, really excited about Biden or, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, presidency. So I get it. But yeah, so it'll be interesting. A lot of drama in Texas right now. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I didn't know that if you are an elected official, you could boycott your job. I didn't know you could do that. And I don't know if they're being poor sports or if this is a brilliant strategy, but apparently Texas Democrats fled the state. And the Texas House has now voted to arrest any of the runaway Democratic politicians for blocking the voting rights bill. So apparently Texas House Member Trey Martin Fisher said the group is ready to wait out the remainder of the 30-day session in Washington, D.C. after fleeing to avoid voting on Republicans' election legislation. Fellow state lawmaker Jasmine Crockett said they are not worried about Governor Greg Abbott's threat of arrest. They said this is the risk that we take to stand up for democracy. So a group of 60 Democratic lawmakers from Texas broke quorum to avoid voting on two GOP voting laws that they oppose. I believe they used private jets. We're being told that cost $100,000, but Martin Fisher said it was privately funded and that he took money from his own campaign fund to pay for hotels. They're staying at the Washington Plaza Hotel in Northwest D.C., where rooms start at $199 per night. Abbott said the lawmakers are going to be arrested when they return back to the Lone Star State. State House members are going to consider whether to arrest their colleagues. So, apparently, I didn't know about this, but I mean, I guess you can't collect a salary, you can't use taxpaying dollars and not show up to the vote. But if they're not there, then the vote can't happen, and then they block the voting rights bills, which I believe has to do with voter ID and things like that. They said members, a sergeant at arms, and any officer appointed by him are directed to send for all absentees whose attendance is not excused for the purpose of securing and maintaining their attendance under warrant of arrest if necessary. So that's obviously there's a lot of crime. The lawmakers don't think they've committed a crime. So Trey Martin Fisher is a Democratic member of the Texas State House. They said that the group, around 60 lawmakers, are going to wait out the full 30-day legislative session by hanging out in D.C. Apparently this happened back during the, I think, Bush years, and one had to get back home, and then I guess they did the vote. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to arrest some House Democrats in his state. Abbott making the comments after dozens of state representatives walked out of a session in Austin, Texas, and went to Washington, D.C. instead of doing their jobs. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calls the act a political stunt.
I will say it's ironic. As they were getting on their private jet to fly to Washington, D.C., they almost surely had to show identification to get on that jet. And yet they're doing this in a fit because they don't want mail-in ballots to be verified. They don't want the signatures to be verified. They don't want basic integrity steps.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is intended to break a quorum and block a voting measure supported by Republicans. For the fourth straight day, anti-communist protests continuing in Cuba. USA Radio News. Officials in Florida are giving an update on the condo collapse in Surfside. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava giving an update on the number of deaths in the collapse.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified, and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Cava saying over 18 million pounds of concrete have been removed from the collapse site. The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says part of the bipartisan infrastructure plan must go towards combating extreme weather.
Climate change has forced us to repair and rebuild our infrastructure in a way that takes into account our new reality. Our infrastructure must become more resilient to extreme weather.
Schumer adding that he's worried about larger wildfires and more hurricanes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you guys all know that I suffer from some major, major bowel issues. Okay, and it's just such a so I finally get a colonoscopy next week. So I'm really excited. I'm not excited about it. So I have a routine. And for any of you that have constipation or bowel issues, you really need to get on a routine. And if you get on this routine, you're good. But when I travel, the routine's a mess. If I have to stay at another person's house and I don't get to stay in a hotel or motel, I'm off. I just don't do well staying at people's houses. I just can't do my routine. It's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things. And I can't potty in a public bathroom. I can pee, but I just can't potty. I don't know what it is. I just, even if I have diarrhea, it won't come out. I don't know if it's because people are talking or I don't know. And there's always conversations. See, this is why I wanted to be a dude. Because you go into the men's room, guys don't talk. They go into the bathroom, they pee, they poop, and they, I mean, maybe they go see ya, or maybe they go Cowboys. I don't know. Go Knights, go. I don't know. But they do. And then they leave. Women, when we walk into the bathroom, okay, and if there's somebody there, we don't care. Just we'll start talking to them. Okay. Oh my gosh, did you see the concert? Or oh my gosh, I have got to go. Oh, I know, man, I have to go too. I have so got to go. And so, I mean, obviously, you're there in the potty because you have to go, obviously, right? And then you're like, oh, do you have a tampon? Oh, yeah, I have a tampon. Oh, thank you. You know, and then you bond. You got some sisterhood, right? And then sometimes, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they'll size you up like, you know, really, that is that really what you're wearing? I'm like, this doesn't go? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you get a little bit of that. And there's no way for me to feel like I could go and do what I have to do in the potty. It just doesn't work. And in fact, I think I would be much more successful just going to a guy bathroom. I'm like, yeah, but knowing me, I'd be like, okay, guys, I got to potty just like you. Okay, so we got kind of a guy code here. I'm going to potty. You know, you guys just don't make any comments, right, on any noises or smells. Sounds good? Dudes, we got this. And then I'm probably going to ruin the whole thing, and then men's bathrooms are not going to be the safe haven for going potty. So I don't know. I really wonder how that works with guys. I thought guys ask each other for courtesy flushes. I thought they did. One of my sons was hilarious. He walks into a bathroom. And he just warns everybody, right? And I can't exactly say what he said because it was funny and it was a little off color. But, you know, he warned the guys and the guys left. Yeah, that's maybe I should do. Maybe I should just walk in the gun, ladies. You're going to want to be out of here in approximately 15 seconds. I'm telling you right now. And then maybe they'll leave. But then somebody new comes in. It's horrible. Anyway, so one thing I do is at home, I'll eat just a little bit of granola, just a touch with a splash of milk because I try to avoid a lot of dairy, although I need it for the calcium, but I just do because it's, don't ask, it's always an issue with my weight. And so I'll, and it has to be the granola that has the raisins on it. And so it's the raisin cinnamon granola. I remember growing up, there was the Quaker, was it a Quaker Valley? It was a purple box, and it had cinnamon and raisins. It was like my favorite granola, and it was so expensive. It was a 2-pound box. It was really expensive, so we could only get it as a treat. So when we eat granola, you just eat a little baby bit because it's so expensive. So I was able to get on Amazon 2 boxes for $8.34. So I go on Amazon to order more. It's up to $20. $20 for 2 boxes. So you're telling me 1 box of granola cereal, $10. Because it comes in a 2-pack. I'm not saying this to diss Amazon, but, it, you know, they say buy again, buy again. Don't buy again. Double check the price. It was 20-some bucks. So I had to get another granola that doesn't have the raisins. No, but it has, I can't put in my own raisins because it has to have the little sugar. You know, like Raisin Bran has to have the sugar all in the grooves of the wrinkles. And now I can't potty. And so, you know, this inflation that is hitting us is so damn bad that I can't even potty. In fact, they say prices have risen now about, inflation has rocketed now to a 13-year high. This is ridiculous. Prices jumped 0.9% in June. I think it's even higher. Over the last year, prices jumped 5.4%. I posted a picture on my Facebook and Twitter where a local pizza place, they got great pizza. I think they used to have a slice. I think you could have like 2 slices and a drink for $5.45, which is a fantastic price. You just see them change a 5 to a 6. Inflation is going up so high that they don't even have time to make a new sign. They just added a 6 to it. And now the sign is gone, and I think the price is even higher. One of our friends that owns a restaurant had to close the restaurant down and said, it's too expensive. Food is too expensive. So gas, I think, has hit an all-time high. It's just a mess. Cost of gas skyrocketed 45%. Bacon, milk, oranges increased 8%. And I've gone to the store. It's not pretty. And if I have to buy a $10 box of granola, I know. I'll go to the store today and try to find a bathroom. If I have to go, you know, so I could potty and do my thing in the morning, this is ridiculous. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is prices are driven by supply and demand. If the demand exceeds the supply, the price goes up. So maybe you and I need to change our demands. If we don't want to spend $14 on a burger at a restaurant, don't. But I see what you guys do. I see you look at the menu, you look at the menu, you're like, really? It's up to $14. What's a good burger? Yeah, we'll do it. We'll splurge. No, the second you spend $14 on that burger, now they're going to keep it $14 on that menu. Now, mind you, I am really, really empathetic towards the plight that all these business owners went through. The government screwed them over. They were forced to close. They were forced to make all these new changes that were expensive. On top of that, then you have to add more wages and try to entice people to come back. These places are in trouble. And I am going to restaurants knowing that I'm overpaying, knowing that, so I can help these people out. But the problem is we might be fueling inflation for a while. If you know, people are charging, let's say, $20 a haircut, and the charge used to be $15, it's not going to go back down to $15 if everybody starts paying $20 a haircut. Which is another thing. I mean, in the salon sector, so many people did bootleg underground hair, or they learned to cut it themselves. Some people, they just grew out their beards. They just grew things out that they, you know. I mean, I haven't cut my hair in a while. And, I mean, I could. I, you know, trim some split ends. But I realize I don't think I need a haircut that often. I need my hair dyed. I need the bleach. And I need the shadow roots. And I love my hairstylist that does that for me. But, you know, you start to think, well, maybe I could save money. Maybe I could save money. And so, and not that his prices are bad at all, but, you know, the reason why these things cost that much is because we're letting it. I understand there's supply issues. I understand the farmers got screwed. The manufacturers got screwed. There's not a lot of truckers. And I understand. But the only way that prices are going to go down is if the stores can't sell to us. I'm looking at clothes. I'm looking at makeup. I'm looking at shoes. It's ridiculous. I'm looking at toilet paper, paper towel, toilet paper. A thing of toilet paper was $40. Are you kidding me? No, it has to happen. I mean, I told you guys during the pandemic, so my boys would just pee in the shower. I'm like, it's ridiculous, you know. I mean, well, but what if we have to go number two, Mom? Okay, well, yeah, you could use the toilet paper for that. So, yeah. Not that guys use toilet paper. I think they should. I think they should use toilet paper when they pee. Well, if I start using men's rooms, I'll bring it up to the dudes. But hey, do you guys like pad it at all? Toilet paper? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my father, after my grandmother and grandfather had fled the Holocaust and fled Nazi regimes in Germany and Austria and fled to Palestine, they gave birth to my father in 1942. And later that country became Israel in 1948. And so in Israel, you are always, anybody that lives in Israel obviously joins the military. And so my father was in the military, and he made it to the Air Force. And then when the U.S. allowed Germans to come to the United States, those who fled the Holocaust, the U.S. in the 60s, I guess allowed German nationals to be able to come to the United States. And so my grandmother was given a visa, so she was able to come to the United States in the 60s, bring her husband, and then bring her two children, my dad and my aunt. So my father didn't then go on into the Air Force after he finished his military training. He then went to America. Then he met my mom. They did the hibbity-dibbity, and had me. So that's how I was born. That was in L.A. So anyway, so, and it's fine. You don't really want to think about your parents having sex. I really, really don't. But I know it happened, you know. So, anyway. And so, my father had said, though, that in the Israeli military, they really admired the American military. Because, I mean, with the Israeli military, you know, you're always under the threat, you know, of attack. And so, you know, they might not have always stood at attention. They would kind of stand there and maybe scratch themselves and, you know. And he said, you know, with the American military, you know, it was really about discipline. You know, their beds were made, the flipping of the coins, their barracks and all that. And you know, the American military was looked upon very, very highly esteemed. But one thing that was pointed out is, while maybe in the American military they were working on that, the beds and the barracks and all that, you know, there was more training time, you know, with a lot of the Israeli military. So they learned more judo. They didn't have Krav Maga at the time, so they did more judo and things like that. And so one concern is being brought up now in the Navy. There's this Navy report where they're saying every officer is not up to speed on diversity training, not so much ship handling, and basically the Navy is not fit for war. And this one scathing report is blaming the top brass for being politically correct and, quote, control freaks. So this is a scathing report that was commissioned by members of Congress and has claimed that the Navy surface warfare forces have systemic training and leadership issues, including a focus on diversity that overshadows basic readiness skills. Now, this report was prepared by Marine Lieutenant General Robert Schmedel, Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery, both retired. And this came in response to a couple naval disasters, including the bumping of the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego and two collisions involving Navy ships in the Pacific, and the surrender of two small craft to Iran. So authors conducted hour-long interviews with 77 current and retired Navy officers, of course, anonymity, and they wanted to identify issues that they wouldn't feel comfortable raising the chain of command. And the report found that 94% of subjects believe that the recent naval disasters were part of a broader problem in Navy culture or leadership. One said, "I guarantee you every unit in the Navy is up to speed on their diversity training. I'm sorry that I can't say the name of their ship handling training." So the focus, and I mean, here's, well, hold on. They say the report focused on issues with the Navy's surface warfare forces as opposed to submarine and aviation, and suggested that issues in the surface fleet could be unique due to better funding and training for submarine and aviation units. And they said one key issue is Navy leaders are spending more time focusing on diversity training than on developing warfighting capacity and key operational skills. So there was a one lieutenant, she said, "It's criminal. They think my only value is as a black woman. But you cut your ship open with a missile and we'll all bleed the same color." And so this is something that's very, very interesting. And it's something that also is going to be relating to critical race theory and all that. You know, as a doctor in medical school, I had to teach myself Spanish. We didn't have it as a course. I had asked, you know, and they were like, "Look, you guys have to learn all this. We don't have time." And so if it wasn't for me learning it on my own, I wouldn't be able to learn the Spanish that I could speak to a lot of my patients that I use now. Then when I worked for a medical school, I brought it up again. I go, "Guys, you need to have a medical Spanish course. You have to. We are behind the curve. We got to get that done." And I'm hearing now that I think they're going to finally do that, which is great, because I think schools, all schools, need medical Spanish, especially since you know, a good majority of our population for these students don't speak English. So how are they learning medicine if they can't speak the language? So I understand the pros and cons to, you do need to progress, you do need to evolve, you do need to understand diversity, you do need to understand cultures, but then on the other end, I do see this with businesses and institutions where there is so much training and so much checking the boxes that the main job that these people are supposed to do lacks in the training. We watched the Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America 2. Coming to America 2, I knew it wasn't going to be good as Coming to America 1. Yeah. But, you know, I was like, you know what? Eddie Murphy can pull anything off. Well, in the movie, they checked off every box they were supposed to. They handled, there was nobody, I don't think, could fault them for lack of diversity and lack of attention to women. And I mean, they made sure that they, from a woke standpoint, they had it all covered. So, you know, nobody could try to cancel the movie. But then it wasn't funny. It was lacking on so much else. And so the military, you have people in the military, you know, even this black woman lieutenant is saying, look, we need to, you know, spend time on the training. And so, you know, this is a concern that I think some people have with critical race theory, you know, whether it's the content of it or whether it's the time being taken away. You know, I kids need to learn history, and you know, they need to learn history and not in one filtered view. You know, so I get that there's a huge debate on how history is being taught. And I've seen media left-lean, books right-lean, so I get it. And that's going to be a struggle for educators. But then on the flip side, there is so much, if there's so much curriculum that has to do with a progressive agenda, is that going to pull away from kids learning another language? Is it going to pull away from, you know, math? Is it? I mean, right now I think schools are really lacking because there's not enough exercise. There's just maybe PE a couple times a week. These kids need to be exercising every day. These kids need to be fluent in another language. We're one of the very few countries where our advanced countries where our kids only speak one language. Why aren't our kids multilingual? This is something that needs to be done in school. So they're lacking exercise. They're lacking, you know, they should be going on hikes when they're reciting Shakespeare. They should be going, I mean, you know, and you know, is it pulling away from basic, the basic education if there's only X amount of time? So I've done a lot of diversity training for different jobs I've had. And it's hours. It doesn't take weeks and it doesn't, you know, yeah. And they're right. I mean, much of that, you know, much of what they get, you know, in terms of like cultural diversity and understand cultures and, you know, the only thing I don't understand is there's all this cultural diversity training and then you hear, you know, people call vaccine hesitant people, you know, political. And you're like, don't you understand? A lot of cultures don't use vaccines. So I think sometimes people need to actually look at the content themselves and read it. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.